This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Earlier this month, Easton native Dan Roy Henry Jr., known to many as DJ or Danny, was shot and killed by police outside a bar in Mount Pleasant, New York. According to the Mount Pleasant Police Department, Henry was shot after he hit a police officer with his car. But several witnesses dispute that account, and Henry's parents have hired a civil rights lawyer to investigate their son's death. That's music from an event that started just about an hour ago. Henry's family and friends came together to celebrate him at a memorial event at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. DJ Henry would have been 21 today, and WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez has this profile of him.
In high school, DJ Henry avoided soda, fast food, and alcohol. He worked out twice a day. He said his body was his temple.
He didn't want to drink because he loved football so much. This is a guy who would, after lifting over at the high school, he'd go home and lift. He'd go home and run.
Nick Barrows met DJ on the football team at Oliver Ames High School. He says DJ was just as meticulous about his appearance as he was about fitness.
To tell the truth, I was always a little jealous of DJ's dress.
Taylor Pettiford also grew up with DJ.
Because, you know, he always had his hat and his shirts and his sneakers color coordinated. And you could tell that he was sitting there the night before school. He was ironing his clothes out so there was no wrinkles in them. And he tied his shoelaces so that they would both fall at the same length.
His friends say he wasn't vain. He just wanted to be perfect. And part of that came from a desire to impress his parents, especially his father.
You see his father. His father's an upstanding black man, and that's what DJ wanted to be, an upstanding black man. Look at the house that they live in. The first thing that they do is they hug each other, and he gives them a big kiss. That's what their father does for him. He goes up and he hugs his father, and he kisses him in the cheek. Of course he admired him.
DJ's father is a corporate executive for a large childcare company. He and his wife hosted DJ's friends most weekends while they were in high school. Nick Barrows joked about how wholesome the Henry family was. They played board games and took family portraits. Barrows called them the Cosbys. He says DJ never wanted to let his parents down. Barrows tells a story about one time after high school. A mutual friend made an offer to DJ. The friend was working for a store, and he asked DJ to come in and steal some stuff. Here's what the friend said, according to Barrows.
You know, don't worry, I got you. I work here, no one's going to find out, and we'll split it. And DJ said, absolutely not. He said, no. He said, what if my father found out? What if my mother found out? And then that, you know, then my parents see me in legal trouble. That would break their heart. And instead of him doing it, I did it. And I did get caught, and I had to face the repercussions.
But DJ's mother, Angela Henry, says her son wasn't always that confident.
When we went to parent-teacher conferences, they would say, he's a great kid, he works hard, but he might lose points for not speaking up, for not participating in class. He wasn't a loud and rowdy person, but when he was with people that he was comfortable with, he told lots of jokes, he made us laugh, he did imitations, he did silly dances.
DJ started to come out of his shell during his senior year. That was around the same time he started playing first string on his high school football team. There was a new coach that year, and according to him, DJ introduced himself and said, I want to play football in college. And I want you to make me a better player.
To me, a high school football player is really defined by their heart and their desire.
Coach Jim Arts.
And DJ was well in abundance of heart and desire and attitude. And he came out here every day trying to get better, came out here every day doing all the little things and working tremendously hard to be the kind of player he wanted to be.
Problem was, DJ was younger than the rest of the team. He wasn't as big or as strong as the rest of the players. Recruiters weren't paying attention to him. So DJ decided to play for a prep school for a year to put on muscle. It worked. The next year, a small college in New York signed him on to their team, but they soon ended their football program. Pace University swept in and recruited DJ for its team. His mother, Angela Henry, says Henry was intensely committed to football, but he was also committed to being a good person.
Did he ever get in any trouble?
Never. Never. He had one ticket for not having a seatbelt on, but he was never in trouble. There were times when he would drive us crazy, but that's what teenagers do. But he was good.
Almost 2 weeks ago, DJ played during Pace University's homecoming game. His parents went down to see him play, and it turned out to be the last time they saw him. He was shot and killed that night. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
Joining us now from DJ Henry's memorial service at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center is WBUR reporter Monica Brady-Myrov. Monica, thanks for coming on the line.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Monica, what are the mood and the scene there right now?
Well, the funeral is being billed as a celebration. The program says from birth to rebirth, a celebration of life. It has a picture of DJ Henry in his football number 12 jersey. So it started with a lot of joyful singing. And, you know, today would be DJ's 21st birthday, and a lot of people are commenting on that. The opening speaker was Bishop G.A. Thompson from Jubilee Christian Church, and he called DJ's death an untimely and unnecessary death.
Though brief in quantity of days, yet the quality of his decisions and commitments impacted many. Given the strength of his brief walk, we can only imagine how far he would have run and how high he would have climbed had he been given the chance.
That's been the refrain here, that he was such a shining star, a wonderful person, that his life was just cut short. You know, his friends remember him as being really laid back, relaxed. Some called him the nickname Smooth, but they also said he was just so loving and generous and proud of his family, that he was from the Boston area. They're sharing a lot of really personal stories here today.
Very briefly on the scene, any other notable faces or names we would know of, any politicians turned out for this?
Yeah, there are a few. You know, Congressman Stephen Lynch is here. Easton is in his district. Senator Scott Brown is here, as well as Republican candidate for governor Charlie Baker. And then more than 2,000 people who came as far away as New York as well.
Monica, in terms of the investigation which is happening in New York, Mount Pleasant, New York, that police department is doing its own internal investigation of the shooting. And some people question whether it can do an internal investigation of something that happened on the force. What's the latest in that investigation or the status of the controversy about that investigation?
Well, the latest is it's still underway, and the family has recently asked the Department of Justice and the Civil Rights Division to conduct an independent investigation, saying they just don't trust the police to investigate itself. You know, here in Massachusetts, if this shooting had happened in Massachusetts, typically the state police would investigate any local police shootings. But the Henry family has said, look, recently this toxicology report was leaked out that showed reportedly that DJ Henry's blood alcohol level was above the legal driving limit. And they say that points to they feel like the investigation is compromised and they want outside people to look at it. And that report, by the way, hasn't been confirmed.
Do we have any sense whether the DOJ would actually step in a case like this?
There's been no response from them yet, but there is a lot of pressure on them. You know, Charles Ogletree from Harvard is also joining the fight. He's going to be representing one of DJ's friends, Brandon Cox, who was in the car when DJ was shot. He was also grazed on the arm with a bullet. But that's probably going to step up the pressure for a comprehensive, independent investigation into the shooting.
And Monica, you mentioned that leaked, law enforcement leak supposedly about DJ Henry's blood alcohol level. We actually haven't seen a formal autopsy yet. Is that right?
No, we haven't. What we've heard, though, is in the car, there was nothing to indicate he'd been drinking. They found some soda, Gatorade, and a toothbrush. But there's been no autopsy report yet, and I understand that the lawyer for the Henry family is soon going to be allowed to have some of the blood from DJ Henry to do his own toxicology report on what happened.
Monica, thanks for that update.
You're welcome.
Monica Brady-Myrov is a reporter for WBUR.